You're listening to SBS News.
I'm just here in my room, sitting at my desk, my setup for remote learning. We're definitely no stranger to remote learning here in Victoria.
From her bedroom in Bendigo, Philippa Bywaters is studying for her chemistry exams. The Year 12 student hopes to get into biomedicine next year at university, a course that requires a high ATAR score. And while she says she's quite enjoyed studying remotely, she's nervous the pandemic might affect her grades.
Obviously, like everyone, there are definitely a number of anxieties around what our end of year exams will look like, how tertiary education applications and everything like that will run.
She says she takes little comfort in the state government's announcement to individually assess the impact of COVID-19 on each of the 50,000 Victorian Year 12 students.
Everyone seems to be quite confused at the moment. It's very ambiguous. And again, my impression of what's going to happen is it's just going to be down to like your individual teacher discretion and asking teachers to rank where they think students would have been. I understand the logic behind it, but I'm not quite sure how it'll come to fruition.
It's a concern growing among the Victorian Year 12 cohort, who believe attempting to quantify the effects of the pandemic may lead to unfair results in the tertiary admission ranking, or ATAR. Students will be assessed on a sliding scale of special consideration and given a rating representing a level of disadvantage because of coronavirus. Students will also be expected to reach out to their teachers to let them know of any particular challenges they've faced. Year 12 student from Croydon Hills in Melbourne's East, Tim Whitehead, says he's unsure how they'll be able to fairly assess students given how different everyone's experience has been.
It worries us that we're not going to be adequately compensated for the differences in the learning. And even within Victoria, with regional schools that can still go and metro schools that can't and things like that, it's really unfair, the inequalities that are going to happen between students.
The Victorian Department of Education told SBS News there are many factors that might be taken into account, including but not limited to prolonged illness, disruption from coronavirus, mental health, and family hardship. But some educators say there are holes in this plan. Dr. Ilana Fenefta-Rosenbluh from Monash University's Faculty of Education says there needs to be clear policies in place when it comes to assessing a student's well-being.
The question is how exactly they're going to scale that. What does it mean, this well-being that they're talking about? It's unclear. And so it's unclear for teachers as well. It's unclear, I would say, that students have been talking about that. Some are saying, oh, maybe some students will take advantage and some won't take advantage. But I think what we're missing here is this shared language and very clear policy.
Students are also concerned results may vary depending on what school one attends. Chantelle Kumar, who's in her final year at a public school in Melbourne, is wary private school students may have already had a leg up during the pandemic.
I'm not sure how are they supposed to make sure that public and private schools are equal like that, because I feel like with the ATAR, I feel like a lot of the private school kids are getting high ATARs or more sort of, there's a bit more bias there, whereas you see public schools with lower ATARs. And I'm not sure how they're going to even that out, because obviously private school people have more resources than we do, more teachers, whatever.
But Australia's Education Minister Dan Tehan says he has faith authorities will find an objective and fair way to assess students.
I'm very confident that we'll be able to get a very fair outcome for students this year, as long as those adjustments are done in a very sensible way.
Stress over final results isn't isolated to Victoria either. A recent national survey by Cluey Learning of Year 12s nationwide found 80% of them have anxiety about their ATAR score, and 62% believe COVID-19 will have a negative impact on the outcome. CEO Dr. Selena Samuels says students have another worry, though, their parents.
I think it was about a third of them said that they felt that their parents' anxiety was greater than theirs. So I think we can be fair to say that parents are worried about their kids and kids are worried about themselves.
While no other state will be adjusting their students' grades like Victoria, school leavers can apply for educational access schemes if they feel their results have been affected. Kim Paino from the New South Wales University Admissions Centre says universities are also being more flexible about entry pathways.
Universities are expanding the range of things that they'll look at from students. So the most common thing that has been noted, of course, is Year 11 results. So we've already seen some universities making offers even this early.
For now, Victorian students will continue learning remotely. There's hope they could return to the classroom for Term 4 in October. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.